The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, we are here, hour two of the Light Up the Season Children's Hospital Radiothon presented by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation. I don't need to tell you the importance of Children's Hospital, and I'll tell a story on myself. As I was driving here, I was fooling around with the defroster, and I almost drove right into the back of a sod truck that was stopped on Chapultepec, and I realized at that point, accidents can happen at any time, and you never know when you're going to be rushing here or have an ambulance or even a helicopter taking your child to Children's Hospital, and you want to know that they're here to take care of that most precious thing that you have. This hour, we're looking for 10 miracle makers or even one-time donation. I know inflation's tough. Inflation's has hit Children's Hospital as well, and it might have hit you. So if you can't do $15 a month or $180 a year, you want to make a one-time donation of $20, that's fine. But just call, please, 888-780-8811 or text CHNOLA to 51555. No child is ever turned away, regardless of ability to pay, and they are here when we need them, and we want to make sure that they stay here when we need them. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk about children and mental health as the Light Up the Season Radiothon for Children's Hospital continues here on WWL. Hi, it's 7:15. I'm Tommy Tucker, joined by Mark Renazza. I'll tell you more about him in a second, but we're looking for 10 people to make just one-time donations this hour. If you can be a miracle maker, $15 a month, it's just 50 cents a day, rather, that'd be great. Or if you just got $20 you want to donate, we'll take that too, and you can call 888-780-8811 or text CHNOLA Chinola to 51555. You can always go online to chinola.org/radiothon. Mark Renazza joins us now, Assistant Vice President of Hospital Operations over the Behavioral Health Center at Children's Hospital New Orleans. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. You got a hell of a handshake on you, and come to find out, Mark's a former linebacker at Brother Martin. So if you're a Brother Martin alum, call right now. If you're class of 06, if you're a member of the football team, class of 06 at Brother Martin, Mark, get on them, right? Give
yes,
a locker room speech. Call and make that donation at 888-780-8811. How long have you been at Children's Hospital?
I've been at Children's Hospital for 13 years now.
Wow. Tell me how, I guess, the behavioral center, health center, tell me about it and how it's changed since you've been here.
Yes, sir. So here at Children's Hospital, we have a 70,000-square-foot behavioral health center that has 51 inpatient beds and a variety of outpatient clinics. And over the last few years, we've really taken a stance to make behavioral health one of our premier service lines at Children's Hospital. It's always been something that we do, but in 2020, we took a stand and we knew what our children needed, and we were going to be there to stand in the gap.
Talk about that, if you would, Mark, about, and I know you can't violate any patient confidences or anything like that, but about some of the behavioral and mental health issues that you deal with here at Children's Hospital and the range of services.
Yeah, so on the inpatient unit, what we see is children that are coming into emergency rooms, they're in crisis, that are having suicidal thoughts or significant depression, and they need stabilization so they can be able to return to their day-to-day life and focus on being a kid and an adolescent.
So tell me about, the pressures on kids today, the role of social media, and you talked about going back when Children's Hospital 2020, I think you said it was.
Right, 2020 we opened up the new center. Well, I don't know about you, but life's tough, and it's tough for all of us,
it
and
is.
There's a tremendous amount of stress. And when you think about how does that impact our children and our adolescents, oftentimes they don't have the coping skills. They don't know how to handle the pressure. And you throw in things like social media, and it's in front. You make one mistake, and the whole world knows about it. It significantly impacts this generation.
And the reason I brought that up is not to lambast social media or anything, but it's not – it's different than when you were growing up. It's different than when I was growing up. And it's certainly different than people that grew up in the 50s and 60s were growing up. And there are a lot more pressures exerted on kids. And like you're saying, you know, life can be difficult enough as it is. There are a lot more challenges that kids have to deal with just to navigate life.
Absolutely. I'm very fortunate that I didn't grow up in the time of the iPhone when everything was recorded and pictures were everything, everywhere. You know, we had it, it was different. And now, you know, when you add all this stress and pressure and that everything is in front of you all the time, it's hard to get away from it for these children.
So what kind of resources do you provide here at Children's Hospital for mental health for kids?
Again, we have the inpatient, outpatient services. We provide psychiatry, psychology, trauma and grief. We have our eating disorder clinic that provides a variety of services. So we have a very large continuum of care. One of the things that I'm most proud of is that we do not just focus on services in the hospital. We're now taking it into the community. So what does that look like? How do we meet kids in school? Our Thrive Kids program is treating kids in Jefferson Parish and Orleans Parish, making sure they have connection with mental health professionals throughout our entire area. And that is one of the things I'm very proud about. You know, when you look at how do you change a generation, we're not just doing it here. We're going to do the hard work in the community.
Is there any doubt that the need is expanding?
The need is constantly expanding, and we are seeing that. I think looking back over the last few years, you know, it peaked in COVID-19, and it was really evident. And it is starting to level out a little bit, but we're still not meeting the need, and we still need help to be able to meet that need.
Tell me about dealing with parents of these children. I guess sometimes it's hard for parents to admit that their child might have a mental health issue and how important it is that they do bring the child to Children's Hospital to get treated.
Yeah, I think it's mental health stigma is everywhere, right? It's hard for us to even admit if we have a family member that has it, but then you look at your own child having issues. One of the things is we have to understand that 1 in 5 kids have a behavioral health or mental health conditions. That's a fact. That's nationwide. That's not just Louisiana. And so we all have the need to stand up and make sure that our children are having the resources that they need and acknowledging it that it is a need, just as important as your physical health.
Back in the day, you know, and I hate to even say this on the air, but back in the day, parents used to tell their kids, if you don't straighten out, I'm going to take you to the psychiatrist, right? And they would put that negative stigma, the stigma on it and make it a negative thing, when in fact, parents need to understand that it's the same as treating a liver or a kidney or anything else, right?
Well, absolutely. If you fall and you break your bone, what are you going to do? You're going to go to the hospital. You're going to get it fixed, no questions asked. If you have depression, you need to think of it the same way. Let's fix it. Let's be there. Let's get somebody to talk to.
And certainly deal with it before it's too late, and earlier is better.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your time. Mark Renazza, Assistant Vice President of Hospital Operations over at the Behavioral Health Center here at Children's Hospital New Orleans. We talk about mental health a lot, and I've suffered with depression. I admit it. I've been candid about it. Text the Chinola, CHNOLA, to 51555 if you can, with a one-time donation, $20, whatever you can. Please, if you can, make the sacrifice, $15 a month, $180 a year. Be a miracle maker. That's only 50 cents a day. We're looking for 10 this hour. We only have one, so y'all, you're leaving me hanging. You're leaving Mark hanging. What number were you in?
What number? 45.
45. All right. If you're number 45 when you played football, for whatever reason, text and make a donation, please. Or call 888-780-8811. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it again. Y'all have the time to call and text right now at 722 Traffic WWL. 728, Tommy Tucker, let me acknowledge some pledges here. You got donations. Davey from Cutoff, $180. James S. from Marrero, $15 a month, another miracle maker there. Dawn L. from Norco, thank you, a $50 donation. And see, that's the point. It doesn't have to be $180 if you can't afford that, or $15 a month. Donnell from Norco, $50. Thanks again. Robert B. from Madisonville, a one-time donation of $35. So thank you for all of those. We're looking for 10 donations, 10 Miracle Makers this hour. We need six. We have four. And I don't have to tell you about the good work, I don't think, that Children's Hospital does here, especially if you've ever had to bring your child to Children's Hospital. I know I had to bring mine here. Golly, pain in the side, pain in the side. I'm trying to go through the chronological events here. Broken hand, pain in the side, another broken wrist. So the best time to donate is when you don't need Children's Hospital in New Orleans, because you never know when you will. You know, and a lot of times we go through credit card statements, we see streaming services like, well, what are we paying for that for? What are we don't even use it. Why don't you go ahead and cancel that and maybe become a miracle maker and put that $15 a month towards Children's Hospital. And I'm going to tell you something else, too. You want to feel better about everything going on in the world, and this is true. Do something anonymously or just give without any expectation. That is the best gift you can give to yourself, and I can't think of a better cause than Children's Hospital New Orleans. 888-780-8811. You're thinking about it? Go ahead and do it. Call and make the donation or text CHNOLA to 51555. Back in a flash with more of the Light Up the Season Radiothon for Children's Hospital New Orleans, brought to you by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation. 7:45, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're here in the lobby of Children's Hospital New Orleans. It's the Light Up the Season Radiothon presented by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation. You got kids, you got grandkids, you don't need Children's Hospital. Thank God for that. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't call and make a donation, because they provide a lot of services and you never know when you're going to need them. And if you're a parent, and I would ask you again, if you've ever had to bring your child to Children's Hospital, you know the excellent care that you got here. So please call and make a donation, 888-780-8811. We're looking for 10 Miracle Makers this hour, one-time donations, $15 a month, $180 a year. But you know what? It doesn't have to be that. If you got $20, $50, like some of the donations we're getting, we'll take them. Mark from Mandeville, one-time donation of $50. Daniel N. from Mandeville, one-time donation of $180. Thank you for that. The Behavioral Health Center here, Children's Hospital, it's an incredible new facility. And the inpatient unit, the Autism Center, Trauma and Grief Center, Outpatient Psychology, all exist to serve kids and teens in our community that need mental and behavioral health support. And joining us now is our friend, and we've spoken to her a lot throughout the years, Dr. Jennifer Avegno. Good morning, Dr. Avegno. How are you?
I'm good. It's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us, City of New Orleans Health Department Director. Tell me about, if you will, the partnership between Children's Hospital New Orleans and the New Orleans Health Department, and why is it so important?
So, you know, there's really nothing that indicates the health of a community better than the health of its children, right? If our children do not have what they need to thrive and grow, then they're going to be sick adults and we're going to be unhealthy as a community. So it's really one of our core priorities. And the Thrive Kids Partnership in particular is something that I think is really unprecedented, certainly in the city, but recognizing that mental health is just as important as physical health for the growth, development of children and for our success as a city. You know, we came together a couple of years ago to figure out how could we make mental health more accessible to every child in our school system. You know, our mental health system in America is often very fragmented. It's difficult to access care, to know where it is, to know who needs it when. And so by bringing the services to the schools, that takes a lot of that stress and anxiety out of it. And it allows us to serve children where they are for, you know, 8 hours a day, most days of the year.
Dr. Avegno, I don't want to get controversial here or anything. That's the last thing I want to do. But, you know, there is a problem with juvenile. Well, no, but seriously, and I want to address it because I know you guys have taken that on when it comes to gun violence in the city and juvenile crime. A lot of that is tied to mental health, is it not?
Well, some of it is. I mean, unfortunately, some of our children grow up with intense exposure to trauma, numerous what we call adverse childhood events, and that can have a really significant effect on a young child. We know that addressing mental health is one of the core pillars of violence prevention. It's not the only thing. There's a lot of other things that need to work well in order to reduce violence. But certainly addressing mental health, particularly for those children who are growing up in very difficult circumstances, exposed to repeated trauma or repeated violence, the earlier you can intervene in that, the better the outcome for that child, that family, and ultimately the decrease in community violence you'll see.
And you're a physician. I'm looking at it from a more practical return on investment. If people don't want to look at it from doing it for the right reason, then if for no other reason than the financial reason, early intervention is the most important thing you can do, right?
Oh, absolutely. There is no better spent dollar than a dollar spent in the life of a young child, because it just sets them up on a path for success rather than one of failure. So, you know, and I say this as a professional, but also as a mom, right? When you're raising your own kids, you know how much work and how much support and resources you need just to give them what they need to thrive. And, you know, if every family doesn't have that, then we pay for it later. And so whatever we can do to, in a pretty, as you said, cost-effective way, you know, this program is in all of the schools. It's the city's commitment to doing it. But for the number of children that it has the capacity to serve, it's really not that expensive of a program, but it allows for some really, really deep interventions and also some pretty, you know, easy referrals that stop a problem from getting worse, right? If a kid is acting out and that's been intervened on, that can have lifetime consequences. But if you can get to that kid early and find, well, they're acting out because they can't see the board because they need glasses, you have just changed the trajectory of that child's life and that that family's life as well. So that's one of the goals of this program.
And it's easy to be old school, but I would just say that, you know, at my age, I'm still trying to figure it out. Dr. Evegno, I'm guessing you're still trying to figure it out. So imagine being being 8 or 9
right.
or 10 in the worst of circumstances trying to figure it out. That's not an easy thing at all. Quickly, a little bit about Thrive Kids for the next 10 years in New Orleans Public Schools and the city's commitment to that. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's really exciting. It's very difficult for a lot of programs that we know work to have a dedicated, sustained investment. You know, so many times we're relying on federal grants or sort of the whims of a budget, but making a 10-year commitment to all of our kids, to providing mental health services, not only allows that program to sustain itself, but it raises the possibility that we can leverage that money to get additional money and expand it so that, you know, right now Thrive is deeply in 20 schools. It's available to all kids in all schools, but there's really deep interventions in 20 schools. With that 10-year commitment and hopefully the ability to leverage more money on top of that, we could be deeply in maybe twice that number of schools or really just expand the reach. So I think it's a tremendous sign that the city understands that investing in our children's mental health is one of the best things we can do for the long term.
Thank you, Dr. Evegno. Appreciate your time. 888-780-8811. Call. Make that donation now, please. 752 8 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 7:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL, a Children's Hospital Radiothon continues. Light up the season Radiothon. If you can, 888-780-8811, make a donation. Quickly to Dr. Megan Campbell, who is a licensed clinical psychiatrist. She provides mental health care for kids and teens every day at Children's Hospital. Doc, tell me, what do you do and what kind of support do you provide for the patients and the families?
I am a child, adolescent, and adult psychiatrist, and I work along with a team of excellent clinical psychiatrists, psychologists, counselors, nurse practitioners here at Children's Hospital, providing assessments, diagnostic, evaluations, and treatment for kids of all ages.
And we're a little bit pressed for time. I want to get to the two new programs, the TAG Center and the Eating and Feeding Disorders Clinic.
Those are really special. We're really proud of opening those because they represent an area that's extremely underserved all over the Gulf South. Innovative programs, programs that reach out to kids who really have very little care all over the entire Gulf South. And we are standing in the gap here at Children's Hospital to provide care to these kids.
So when it comes to the TAG Center, what does that deal with?
Trauma and grief.
Okay. For, I guess, kids that have lost, been...
Exactly. So it specializes in and targets kids who are suffering from bereavement, grief, trauma, which we know affects so many of our New Orleans kids disproportionately to the rest of the country.
I'm sorry we're so pressed for time. God bless you and the work you do. 20 seconds as a mom, what would you suggest to people to do? Why should they call and donate?
Pay attention to mental health. It matters, and it matters forever. And supporting Children's Hospital right now will help support the community of New Orleans.
You killed it, Doc. Thank you. You did a great job. Dr. Megan Campbell. We'll be back. 888-780-8811.